of NFL Network's insider Ian Rappaport. You can find Ian on Twitter at Rapsheet. Ian, how's everything going in Orlando? I know the owners' meetings, a big time of the year, a lot of rule changes, a lot of news and notes around the league. How's the first day going?
It's not bad. It's a little quiet. You know, there's really not any big overriding, you know, issues this year. I mean, there's going to be talk. There's going to be some good discussions. I think there'll be some issues debated, but it doesn't seem like there's going to be a ton, you know, that's really going to change. Like, you know, one issue, potentially expanding the playoffs, that probably won't come to a vote here. Centralized replay is something that's not going to happen this year. They might just tinker with the rule and allow, you know, allow officials to start dialogues with a room of referees in New York. I mean, those kinds of issues, but really nothing huge at this point.
I thought one thing that was interesting today was about London and about the possibility of expanding from four games to five games as soon as 2015. Do you think that's going to the type of thing that will get any traction?
I don't know if it'll get traction here, but they're going to have the discussion. And, you know, this is one thing the NFL has done and wants to do is continue to see, you know, what will the market bear in London? What's the fan base think? You know, how much interest is there really? And, you know, part of the thing is each time they have games there, however many they have, they generate a ton of interest and they sell out. And, you know, that's something that really resonates with the owners. We're always trying to grow the brand and, you know, really just kind of expand the shield, essentially. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was more games in London. And, you know, we know some owners, you know, Robert Kraft specifically has talked about how having a franchise in London is, you know, something they want eventually. And, you know, they're slowly moving in that direction.
You know, it always seems like, Ian, that the NFL's goal is to try to be relevant 12 months out of the year and just to add to that platform that they already have over in Europe probably will happen sooner rather than later. Let's get back now to the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, very active in free agency last year, started off this year by signing Brandon Albert, the offensive tackle that they really had their eyes on for the past couple of seasons. Offensive line, obviously, Ian, is the one thing the Miami Dolphins have to repair from last year to this year. They start with the man on the left side protecting Ryan Tannehill's blind side. I believe a great move for the Miami Dolphins because not only do they have to fulfill the left side, but the right side as well. So you start with a Pro Bowler on Ryan Tannehill's backside.
Well, I mean, you know, this was a clear need, you know, at the end of last season, really midway through last season when, you know, as Tannehill started getting hit more and more, and it became clear that, you know, not only was the offensive line not protecting him, but Mike Sherman wasn't adjusting enough to protect him either. And I think, you know, that's one thing you're going to see with this offensive coordinator change is, you know, you're going to see the quarterback more comfortable and more able to, you know, sit back there and really read. And, you know, going to sign the best tackle, as expensive as he was something that I think was really important, not just for the team and, you know, the quarterback, but, you know, for psyche too, just to let everyone know, like, this year we really are going to protect the quarterback. And I think, you know, certainly on the offensive line, they got better. They got a lot better in a lot of ways. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, it's you can only do so much with a finite amount of money. But if you improve the offensive line, it can pay dividends in so many ways. And I think that's, you know, it's the kind of thing where they're going to see it impact everything they try to do on offense in a positive way.
You know what? And to add to that, Ian, you know, offensive line, just a small part of that because Ryan Tannehill needs to continue to take that next step. And he has to have a running game to kind of lean on. I think the passing game is going to be one of the strengths for the Miami Dolphins, the way they improved last season in the offseason, re-signing Brian Hartline, getting Mike Wallace and Brandon Gibson. But the running game, Sean Moreno visited the Davie facility here last Friday. Do you see the Dolphins, in your opinion, going out to get a veteran running back to add to the competition in the backfield with Daniel Thomas and Lamar Miller?
Yeah, I think they'll try. And it might be no Sean Moreno, but, you know, I think there's interest in Maurice Jones-Drew as well. And, you know, I think they will try to get a veteran running back, and we'll see if they can make it happen. But it's obviously a focus. Bringing no Sean Moreno, he only had one visit, and it was with the Dolphins. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a clear need. And, you know, as you're trying to get balance and trying to be more efficient on offense, running the ball better is obviously something where, you know, that's a place to look at pretty heavily.
getting a chance to catch up with NFL Network's insider Ian Rappaport. You can find him on Twitter at Rapsheet. Two more for you, and we could probably combine them. Wanted to get to a couple of the rules that were proposed and bantered about in the offseason. One is the extra point. Do you ever think that they're going to either eliminate the extra point or move it back? That's one. And then two, I always felt like, Ian, that if you have a 53-man roster and you're going out, why not dress 50 or more, not just on Thursday nights, which is proposed, but just about every week, because it seems like with injuries, you need those bodies for special teams.
Well, I think as far as the game day roster, you know, you can't dress all 53, because then what if then a team basically gets penalized for having injured players. One team has 53 available, another has 50. I think that's something that's, can't have 53, but, you know, certainly expanding for non-Sunday games is something I think might get some traction just from a health and safety standpoint. And then the PAT, I'd say the best-case scenario is they agree that in a preseason game, they'll kick it from the 20 and see what happens. A little test run just to see what it's like. For traditionalists, they like the extra point, but it's not efficient and it's too easy. So I think eventually it'll be the kind of thing where they'll, really take a hard look at kind of fixing that issue.
Getting inside the brain of NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Ian, thanks so much for your time up in Orlando, and hopefully we'll be able to check in with you a couple more times this offseason. Enjoy the sunshine.
All right, man. Thank you for having me.
You got it.